I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. A new study shows Connecticut's seniors are the 10th healthiest in the nation. America's Health Rankings is a report that has studied the nation's health for a quarter century. 3 years ago, it decided to start reporting on seniors, too. Dr. Rhonda Randall is a senior advisor to the report and the United Health Foundation, which puts it out. And she says the premise is simple.
Can a state be healthy if it's seniors or not?
Randall says the study looks at all kinds of factors, including behavior, community and environment, public policy, clinical care, and outcomes. And Connecticut's ranking at 10 is 2 points better than it was a year earlier. Here's why.
Flu vaccine coverage increased, that the availability of home health care workers increased, that you have a high percentage of seniors who had a dental visit. We're also seeing a low percentage of seniors who live in poverty in the state of Connecticut.
On the flip side, Connecticut has a high rate of seniors living in nursing homes who could probably live in a less restrictive and less expensive alternative. Also, seniors in the state have a high rate of what's called food insecurity. They're concerned about their access to food.
So why we're concerned about that is that it is a proxy marker for the risk of undernutrition in seniors.
Also, while the numbers show that the state's seniors are able-bodied and they don't smoke as much as their peers in other states, they do have a high rate of chronic drinking.
What we're concerned about there is what the excessive alcohol consumption can mean to seniors, right? So this can cause chronic diseases and preventable death.
Randall says another area she's concerned about nationally is physical activity. On that metric, Connecticut is in the middle of the pack. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.